Good evening, friends. This is Joseph Mercado here from Mastermind University. I just wanted to come forward with you and share a little personal story with you this evening. And, you know, I keep getting questioned on, you know, where exactly did I get started? How did I know to come about certain forms of knowledge and information when it comes to mindset education or just personal development and life skills in general? And when I was a kid, I was about 6 years old. My parents had got me this bed tent. It was really cool. It was actually a tent that you could put over the bed. You could zipper it down. You can, you know, jump in and crawl through it. And it's like being like a military camp as a child. But it was fun. Bring my mini flashlight in there, a couple books and a couple things. And, you know, when I was going to the bathroom one night, and you know, I remember as a kid going down the stairs, walking through the living room to the hallway. We had this, inside this hallway, you had the bathroom, you had the TV room, and you had my parents' room. And in that hallway closet is where my mom kept the Scrabble board. Because I remember as a kid seeing my parents and their friends, you know, playing Scrabble, and I was always curious. And I was always staring at that book, that big book called the dictionary. And I just always was infatuated with words. So at night when my parents go to sleep or before I go to sleep, I go and take the book out of the closet. And I, after discovering the dictionary, I noticed there was a book called How to Read a Person Like a Book. And I was always intrigued by thumbing through the pages, even at 6, 7 years old, and just being curious about emotions and what it is and what people's gestures, how does it come about? You know, why do we think the way they do? Why do we do the things we do based upon, you know, how we think and why we think the things we think? And, you know, so I was so just infatuated wanting to know more that I decided to take these books up into my bedroom in my bed tent at night, and this is how I get tired. I tire my eyes out, and I would just study information, and you know, just something I felt that I was increasing my personal growth, even at 6, 7 years old, and this would continue up until I was about 11. So from 6 to 11, I had a 5-year gap. Well, I was really into personal development information, and I would do it in my quiet time. I would make sure that nobody would see me doing it, or I would just, you know, bring it up and, you know, without even my mom knowing it. And she'd be like, oh, where's the book? I'd just tell her, oh, I'm just studying, I was looking at a few words. But I was dissecting certain books that I had access to, you know, and learning vocabulary words. You know, I would have a notebook and I would actually write out all the words, and then I would like put my hand over the word so I can't see it because I don't want to cheat. And then I would have to guess exactly what it is, what the definition was, and then right above it. So that way I would, you know, get my retention rate up and build up my memorization skills. And then I would be able to absorb content. It would help me with metaphors and analogies and parables. You know, people love parables, personal stories. They're very powerful in how they're delivered and how we convey a message to an individual. The same way I'm conveying this video message to you for my personal story. You know, how you receive it based on how I deliver it has a lot to do with the influence and the energy that you become receptive or adapt or inept to. So as a result, I wanted to share with some of the books. There's three books that I read as a child all the time that helped me out tremendously. And again, the first book that I found that was even before that other self-help book was this one, The Dictionary. This thing has been such a lifesaver and a tool. It wasn't this same exact one. I actually have the one that she used as a kid. I have it put away in my library. It's not here with me now. But, you know, this book I actually bring with me in the car. I bring with me if I'm for a walk or if I'm going just to spend time in nature and I need something just to read. I'll thumb through and I'll just read and pick out and just skim my finger through, and whatever it lands on, that's the word I study. Sometimes I think of different words or I see different words. I'm reading different articles, and if I'm not aware or sure of something, you know, I want to know. So I just go and I look it up. I do my research, and that's important. A lot of people today don't do their research. It's critical you do your research. Research and development, R&D, is, again, it's critical, it's necessary, it's important, and it's something that I highly recommend that you do in any time that you get throughout the day. So this book was definitely a, you know, a game changer for my life for a lot of things to come. I remember when I was a kid and, you know, in school, they'd be like, hey, Joey, you know, he's calling me Joey as a kid, and even my close friends and family today, you know, business people, professional, call me Joseph, whatever it is, you call me what you want, right? As long as it's nice. So I use this book to just gain not just my vocabulary, but I was being told in school that I wasn't smart enough to be with the other kids in certain levels, whether it's regions, I had to be in modified programs. So it's like almost like they were like intentionally trying to dumb me down by telling me these things that you're not going to make it, you're not going to be this person. You know, you're just, I was so hyperactive, and yes, I was very, very sarcastic as a kid, and they thought I was a wise guy, and they said, oh, where are you going to go with your life? And he said, Tommy, you're not going anywhere. So I kind of hurt a little bit, so I figured, oh, let me go home and build up my intellect so that when I have a conversation with these teachers, they'd be like, wow, where's this kid coming up with this information or these words? And then how to puzzle them together. It was just always something that I was heavily intrigued by. So something that you want to take from that is just, you know, people say, oh, you got to dumb things down. I don't necessarily believe in that. I believe you got to step it up, you know, step your game up. I think the world is a dumbed down enough as it is with certain things, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful and insulting manner. It's just how things are conveyed on media and what they, you know, have you thinking to believe really isn't the truth. And it's almost like, okay, what is the truth? You got to find the truth for yourself. You got to dig deep within you to find your truth. Discover your internal nature and find that positive underlying truth that is resonating within you. And sometimes, and most of the time, that positive truth is hitting inside the negative darkness. So this is what, again, the dictionary is one book. The other book that really helped change my life big time was, and I read this at, when I was 11 years old, I was at my grandmother's house. My uncle was getting ready to go to a college class, and, you know, he had a book laying on the bed. There's only one book that was on the bed. And while he was taking a shower doing his thing, I said, oh, can I, you know, Uncle Richie, I go, you know, read the book in there? He's like, yeah, no problem. So I go and I pick up this book and I thumb through it and I see all these faces on it. One's like, you know, a happy face. One's a, you know, a sad face. One's, you know, just a straight face, neutral face. And it said stuff about like being kinesthetic, auditory, visual, olfactory, gustatory. And I was like, wow, what do these words mean? Again, that's why I always carry the dictionary, so I can look up these words every time I read something. I can go back and at least have a good understanding of it and go back to the book and read it again. And that book happened to be in Anthony Robbins' Unlimited Power. This was back, I actually remember reading this book exactly at 11 years old, sitting in my uncle's bed in my grandmother's house in 1989. And I still have this very book. This is the same exact book that I read at 11 years old. Can you believe that? I still have that. And it's definitely been a powerful educational and mind-motivating information guide, you know, that has definitely, again, been another game changer. And it helped me really increase my level of personal development before I hit my teenage years. So I started getting involved at a young age with friends, girls, and just all different kinds of relationships. I was able to understand people and mindsets at a young age. So I became, you know, I guess more of a coach as a 14-year-old and just doing things. And, you know, it's pretty cool, you know, just to understand people and what they go through and why they think the way they do according to their upbringing, their childhood, their influences, where it's parental or peer-to-peer influence. You know, this stuff's really, it's interesting. It has a lot to do with where we are today and who we are. So that's the second book. And the third book, the most important books, is definitely the Holy Bible. You know, I was so... It was like a book is just loaded with knowledge and wisdom. And every time I go to thumb through it and look, you know, I look at something, one of my favorite Psalms is Psalm 27. And, you know, I pull it up right here as I open the book. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And I would read this stuff and I'd be like, okay, like, I don't understand. What does salvation mean? So again, I would pull out my handy dandy dictionary in my bed tent, I would look up the word, I would write it down in a notebook. And then I would go back and I would study it repetitively. And, you know, this book, the Bible, has a lot of great, significant wisdom, meaning. There's a lot of things in here about life. There's a lot of teachings and hidden knowledge. You know, I feel like this book is heavily encoded with a lot of truth in some form of opinion, and also is layered with some form of facts. But, you know, that's another story in itself. But these are the three main books and that I have selected. And, you know, just going back real quick, you know, and it's not even a religious thing. I just want to make that very clear. This is not about religion. It's about spirituality. It's about uplifting yourself spiritually so that you can gain different forms of momentum, you know, internally. You know, spiritual development coincides with personal development. You need that personal development in order to have that mental growth. It all entwines together. There is no separateness. It's all one. You know, they're all connected. You know, all three of these books, including the notebook itself, where we take the notes. So you want to look at information as a way on how to help you and uplift your thoughts and change and redirect patterns of behavior. Don't let distractions become the pattern interrupt that offsets your subconscious mind. So take this video and this information just as a tool, as a nugget of wisdom to help you out in your path. And, you know, I really hope that it uplifts you and enlightens you in a very positive way, you know, for your path and your journey in this life. You know, we're all on a mission here, and we're all somehow headed in a direction, you know, where we want to be loved. You know, most people want to be liked. I know that I'm not concerned about being liked. I'd rather be loved, you know, rather than liked or feared. And, you know, it's good to have that, and people will see that and pick up on your vibes. And you want to be that kind of a person that really goes out of their way to discover the true meanings of internal nature from within you, so that you can pass on that, you know, that beam of knowledge, that beam of light to other people, so that they could use that for their own path, so they could illuminate the way, you know, illuminate the light for their way, so that they can see exactly where they're going. And, you know, if you have any questions regarding this video, please let me know. Send me a message. You can email me at mercadoj@outlook.com. You can personally call me at 631-494-4421. Or feel free to just go on mastermindyouniverse.net, check out our online directory. If there's anything that I can do, again, to personally help you, mentor you, and give you some information, perhaps some personal development insight or mindset education, again, reach out. Or just comment on the video below. I always greatly appreciate any comments, you know, positive and negative. I accept them all. You know, everybody's got different insight. Not everybody agrees with everything that's said from everyone. So I learn, just as a person of wisdom and knowledge, that you have to respect people's beliefs, you know, what they think, what they feel. It may not always line up with what you think and what you believe or what you know internally. But you know what? Everybody's got different experiences. We have different forms of truth. So we just need to learn from that. And anything that doesn't really apply to our path, you know, we can just discard it and just carry on and replace it with something that has more significant meaning of value, you know, for us to catapult in our areas of success throughout life. So thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for your time and attention. I greatly appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you in the next video. And I'll see you soon. All right. Have a blessed day. Take care. I love you. Bye-bye.